first public hearing is conditional use number 1753, R.T. Absher Jr., General Contracting Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an office and equipment storage for a septic and masonry business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 5.28 acres, more or less, lying west of Route 16 and 1,150 feet north of Road 587. Gentlemen, for the record, on October 9th, the applicants provided us an exhibit booklet. It's got 12 tabs. It contains references to the purpose of a conditional use, the purpose of the AR1, AR2 zoning, copies of excerpt from the comprehensive plan in reference to low-density area and guidelines for non-residential uses, an aerial photograph and a tax map, a copy of an ordinance number 1432 on behalf of Delmarva Consignment Sales for use on the same site previously, and that was from 2001. A copy of ordinance number 1261, that's for conditional use number 1259 for William L. and Bonnie Warren, adjacent property, which was approved for the use of a used machinery and used equipment for farmers, fishermen, and related businesses. There's a reduced copy of the site plan. There's photographs of improvements on the site and fencing that exist. There's a copy of the support facilities report from the Department of Transportation, a copy of a certificate of occupancy and compliance, reference to building permit, septic, and well permits. There's also 6 photographs of a building that was historical building that was renovated for the behalf of the Melford Historical Society, a letter of support from William Warren, the adjacent property, and a series of proposed suggested conditions. That booklet is a part of the record, has been since October 9. From the Delaware Department of Transportation, we received a support facilities report making reference to this application. It was dated February 16th of 2006. Traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service A could increase to level of service B. And in reference to comments from the County Engineering Department received today, we are advised that the site is located within the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 1, that an individual on-site septic system is proposed, that the proposed project is located northwest of Greenwood and is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required, and that was signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here with an interest in this application other than the applicant this evening? Okay, very good. All right. Chair recognizes Mr. Willard.
Good evening, gentlemen. Tim Willard with Fuqua and Yuri here in Georgetown representing the applicant. The applicant is R.T. Absher Jr. Contracting, Inc. It's a general contracting company. Over my left-hand shoulder here is Ray Absher and his wife, Lori. They're both principals in the company. They're both from Western Sussex. He graduated from Seaford. They live in the Bridgeville area, have a couple kids. He started this company about 7 years ago, seven and a half years ago. And he's done quite well as a young man. He's 32, and it's doing okay. He does site work, septic, masonry, basically a general contractor. Works on manure sheds, you know, building them, doing foundation, some other agricultural work, and also residential work. You have before you a booklet that I submitted. Mr. Lank referred to all the exhibits, and I will be referring to that. That was submitted before the 10-day cutoff on October 9th. Basically, this is a conditional use application in an AR1 district. The first thing I have given you, which is something you're probably pretty familiar with, but for the record, is a conditional use law, which speaks to the need for a public or semi-public use. I think what's significant about this in an AR1 district is he does contracting work for agricultural business, and he also has several employees that are licensed to install septic and also do well work, which obviously is necessary for that area, both for the agricultural and residential use. You'll also have a portion of the AR1 purpose and conditional use language, which once our application is the presentation is completed, I believe and hope you agree that this application fits both that purpose and obviously a general exception to the AR1. You also have a copy of the condition or the comprehensive plan, the existing comprehensive plan, which calls for some alternate uses in an AR1 district for this area. I've put a little map at the top of that comp plan, which shows it's not even really worth looking at. It came out so blurry, but the property is actually right above the M there, right off Hickman Road. I'd like to talk about where the property is and the area of it to the extent it doesn't adversely affect the area and will fit in nicely where it is. If you look at tab 2, it's an aerial photograph of the property, and you'll see some activity there. This is Route 16, Hickman Road. That activity to the north is the scrap metal equipment property. It's probably 10, 15 acres used for that. Right below that is Mr. Absher's property. He bought this property about 5.5 acres a couple years ago, and right after he bought it, he filed for this conditional use because he had his business up and running and he was looking for a place to do it, so he filed actually right away. What's significant about this aerial photo, I think it is important too, is that you can see what was there. It's a little different now because he's cleaned it up, but the chicken house is still there, but you see the significant vegetation buffer along the south end of the property on the agricultural end. You also, on that same tab, have a copy of the tax map, which shows the shape of the property. And in a second, a few tabs later, you'll see how this subdivision of the property has changed. But you can see that the conditional use has been granted to the property adjacent, and currently on your tax map, you show that it when he bought it, it had an existing conditional use on it. And that's what I'd like to talk about next. If you look at tab 3, and to some extent, we're asking for a use that is sort of less intense and less busy, less perhaps a nuisance than what is permitted there now. What is permitted there now is pursuant to Ordinance 1432, and that was amending a used car sale lot. The previous owner had gotten a conditional use to sell used cars there. He had amended it with another conditional use in 2001 to allow sales of campers and mobile homes and also dismantling of campers and mobile home. When the Ashers bought it, at least they've told me that it was kind of a mess. You know, a lot of old campers just sitting around, and what they've done, in fact, is cleaned up the property. But so that's what was permitted to be used on there. Whether or not it's stale or not, that use, I can't say, but we're asking just to supersede it. Next to the property is the property right to the north. That's all along this border here. Is Mr. Warner's scrap metal business. And we would think that's significant to the extent you have to consider whether this is going to adversely affect the use to adjacent properties, and we submit not for that reason. There's a large agricultural swath to the south and has that border. On tab 5 is what was originally submitted, and I point that out just so you can see the difference. Prior to this being heard and the cutoff date, a revised site plan was submitted, and it actually was a different subdivision, and you'll see that at tab 6, and I apologize it's so small. You have the larger ones in your file as well. Basically what happened, if you look at what was originally submitted, there was a sort of a pipe stem property going to the back of the property, and then there was another square lot, rectangular lot, right in the front. When Mr. Absher bought the property, he proposed to get 3 lots out of that and then do the conditional use in the back. As he got to know his property better, reference what would perk, what wouldn't, how he wanted to design his conditional use, because that's really why he bought it, hoping that he could do his business here. He redesigned it and has already actually gotten subdivided the property, and that's in tab 6, and that's what the subdivided property looks like right now. These three lots are closer to Mr. Werner's scrap metal. They're all, you know, the proper side. The subdivision has been approved. And then his drive goes on the southern south portion into the back of the property. And for purposes of this conditional use, this is the site plan we're asking you to consider. The details of the site plan include the driveway, obviously, which would be located here. There are approximately 18 spaces for employees here. There's a chicken house. It probably dates from the 1930s or something, but it's how they used to handle them. I think it's got an oak roof, and it's in good shape, fairly. You know, Mr. Apter says it's still dry. He wants to use that as storage for equipment and some of his products, piping and things like that. So that would all be used for storage. As you enter the yard back here, he's organized the lot in a pretty organized way. That is, he would have bins in here for washed stone, driveway stone, sand, topsoil, field dirt. Over here, there's an existing concrete slab, which he wants to take advantage of for storing maybe other product like block and things like that. Over here would be about 15 spaces for truck parking, some of the other equipment. Over here, he's got a space designated for mobile cement mixers. This is where he's built a pole barn here where you got the CO. It's pretty typical where it's got a smaller portion of office space, two bays there for other trucks, and the septic would be there. Right here is a two-story old house, probably will come down. It's not really able to be inhabited. But that's how he's cleaned up the property. If you look at the old site plan, this was the entrance, and these were the lots over here. There was most of the housing and outbuildings and everything were right in this lot area. Not necessarily pertinent to the conditional use, but maybe to the applicant's intentions and what he would do. If you turn to tab 10, just of kind of interest, you'll see a small house, which is probably 10 by 12 or 10 by 15. And when Mr. Apter, after he bought the property, did a little research and realized that house was built somewhere in the 1700s. So he was contacted by Milford, to the Milford Historical Society, and they actually wanted the building, and they took it. And that's what you see those pictures of them towing the property off. His business employs, depending on how good it is, and he's been one of the fortunate ones to sort of hang on, anywhere between 12 to 20 individuals. Has two employees there on site most of the day, one being Lori Apsher, who does a lot of the bookkeeping, and Mr. Apsher runs around a lot as the manager and owner of the firm. Normally, workers would come to the site and then they go out and work off site. That's why you have the 18 spaces there, but they're not there long. And then they leave. Sometimes they'll meet on site. You also have photos of some of the work that he's done on there. You see the outbuilding, the barn and the office, which we submit to you is fairly neat, well constructed. There's also a fence, and the fence runs, it's a solid metal fence. It runs from here all along here, so it blocks the metal yard there, all along the back of these lots right here. And it's 8 foot, it's painted beige and maroon, and that's already been installed. The second picture of the pictures shows actually where the equipment being stored and how it would be stored and in an orderly fashion, all within the confines of the fence and the chicken house. You virtually can't see any of this from the road. A service evaluation was submitted, and there's no change in traffic. In fact, it's probably less compared to what the conditional use is now. He also, for your record, you have the CO that was granted for the property and the rear of the property, as well as the permit to have the septic, just for a small bathroom on the property, as well as a well for some water supply at the property. I've talked to you briefly about the building that was moved. Mr. Warner, the neighbor of the property, who owns this business, has written a letter to you, to whom it may concern, who I've submitted, saying he has no opposition to this change. It's a short letter, but it's in support. I'm happy to be his neighbor. And then we've submitted some conditions. Those conditions, proposed conditions, would be that this conditional use would supersede what's existing there now, 783 and 1432. The property will be used as a general contracting headquarters for septic site work, well, masonry business. The property shall consist of an office with attached workshop and larger storage facility. There shall be approximately 2 employees on the property during work hours, and approximately 15 employees are employed by the business. There shall be approximately 12 trucks parked on the property when they are not at the site. In addition, there should be other excavating equipment as well as pipe and masonry stored on the site. The designated areas for these materials and vehicles are located on the site plan. And there's ample parking for employees. Business hours shall be Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. One lighted sign shall be at the entrance of the property on Hickman Road. That's not designated on the site plan, but it would be right in this space right here. This is just about a quarter mile up from the intersection.
McDowell, yeah.
Yeah, McDowell. There shall be no hazardous material stored on the property. All federal, state, and county regulations shall be obtained if necessary, and then a provision dealing with the fence. Mr. Absher, you want to come forward, please? You've heard my representations to the commission tonight about your conditional use application.
Yes.
Are they true and correct and complete to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, they are.
Anything you want to add?
I think you said it all.
Mr. Absher, I need you to if you would, give your name and for the record, or did you do that?
I don't think he did. I jumped right on him.
If you would, just tell us who you are.
I'm Raymond T. Absher, Jr.
Very good. Thank you. That's all we need. All
right. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
If there are no questions, that's all I have.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Gordy.
Just a few. Sue's on here, a proposed mobile home replacement. Can you advise on that?
Yeah, the application before you is to have a general contracting headquarters and business, as I've described to you. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what you're looking at, Mr. Gordy, where it says proposed.
That's on the site plan, yeah.
Oh, that may be a mistake.
I wanted the option to replace. There was an old single wide there one time, and I wanted the option to replace it if I could.
I wasn't aware of that. So, is it still there, Mr. Absher?
No, it was tore down, and
I'd be a variance then, wouldn't it? How long ago was it torn down?
About 6 months ago.
6 months ago?
Yeah.
It could be replaced within 2 years of removal.
I'm not even sure if we're going to replace it, but
long
ago the permit
original. I had that.
And I did talk to planning and zoning about that.
And you said how many employees you have? 15?
Yes, 15.
And then,
right now we have 18. Okay. It depends on how much.
You got to come.
Yeah, you have to come forward to the microphone.
I'm sorry. Yeah, at the present we have 18 employees.
Okay. And then they drive their personal vehicles and leave them at the parking lot. Is that correct?
Some do. Some ride and with a carpool.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And you're planning on using the chicken house is storage for your equipment?
Storage for anything, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about waste material? Do you have much waste material?
If it would be scrap pipe and things like that, I got a dumpster on site. Any trash that comes back on the trucks goes in the dumpster. It's picked up once a week.
Okay.
We don't change oil there or anything like that.
So you'd have a dumpster?
Yeah.
And as far as broken concrete and all that, you don't have that, or?
I store that actually and recycle it.
Okay.
Yeah, all our broken block goes in a bin.
Okay.
Which I didn't list it on there, but it's actually right beside the bins for the dirt.
Okay. So it's green, more or less?
It'll go in a broken block, and we'll take our excavator and crush it so, you know, it can be used in driveway material.
I don't have any other questions.
All right, sir, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Willard, I think, did a good job. Just have a couple questions. Do you get deliveries of your stone, topsoil, fill dirt, or do you pick that up with your own trucks and bring it back?
I'll bring that back with my own trucks.
And that would be done under the normal, what you're requesting of business hours, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.?
Correct.
You operate that way. Thank you. You mentioned under proposed conditions, no hazardous material. And but would you be kind enough to just give me an idea of what the distance of this site is from the nearest fire department?
Probably a mile and a half from Greenwood.
Mile and a half.
Yep.
Thank you. One last thing. You mentioned the about a fence shall be maintained under your proposed conditions. If this were acted on favorably, would could the commission and the county and everybody count on you to, if the fence, you know, had graffiti or had wind damage panels, that would be acted on a reasonable time to
absolutely
keep it maintained, as you stated?
Yes.
Okay. That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson.
All my questions have been answered, including through the thorough presentation done by Mr. Willard.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Burton.
Just a technical question. The other conditional uses would then go away.
Correct.
That was my question. I just want to make sure. So you're saying that this would replace all them there?
Yeah, I put as a first, my very first proposed condition, this will supersede those. So you certainly can do that. And I just made it crystal clear. We don't want to sell campers or cars or recycle them. So yes, that would be our understanding.
It's fine with me.
This one would replace the others.
Because it looks
would no longer be.
It looks like the one that in 2001 where they added the campers and things, it was clearly that they wanted to add it to the already existing conditional use to sell cars. We do not. We understand this will supersede it. He owns the property. So.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Lang?
Those, going back to that, those uses no longer exist.
Because they
weren't under the previous conditional uses, basically. They're gone.
Because they weren't active?
They're not active now.
Yeah, that's
so right. They're gone. The conditional uses are void.
So it's moot.
Okay. All right. Mr. Couts?
Just want to clarify one thing. The three parcels along the road frontage are not considered part of the CU?
No, absolutely not.
And are those intended to be out parcels, residential, or proposed
uses? Yeah, these are residential. In fact, I think most of them, if not all of them, have been sold.
Okay.
To Mr. Werner, yeah. And he's built some houses on there.
I
for
see
some
the
of
one.
His workers, and so he's kind of benefited from this other plan.
That's fine. Thank you.
Rabbit?
No questions. No questions. My the same as Mr. Burton.
All right, gentlemen, we thank you. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1753 RT Absher General Contracting Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1753? Is there anyone on the commission that has any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.